convene. Do we need to take row again, just so? No?
All the same people are here, the same committee members?
That's what I'm trying to see. I can't tell. Legislator Guevaras, we're waiting for him.
Yep, it looks like Legislator Mayo's connecting to audio and maybe having some trouble. Trouble,
okay.
Been a while, and Legislator Guevaras, yep, that's it. So because the attendance is different, we do need to know that, note that, yeah, if you want to
that's
start.
That's what I thought. I'm just checking with Legislator Guevaras.
Does someone want to check with Legislator Mayo as well?
I think she's having, I think that's her trying to come on there.
Yeah.
Oh, there she is. Okay. And we still don't have John. Is he in the waiting room, Jay? Or I don't know who's managing the meeting here, Jay.
In between the time I shook my head and just now, he entered the waiting room.
Oh, there he is.
So okay. You should have him momentarily.
Sorry, I couldn't find the number for the meeting ID number.
Too many numbers. Okay. All right. So we're reconvening Ways and Means. We have everybody who was in attendance at the first meeting. So I think we're good to go. We were in the midst of discussing Resolution 399. Chairman Donaldson?
Yes, I think that's the issue. I think we talked about this, but this is a stabilization of the building that we're going to have to do regardless of what we do next with it. I certainly am not someone that wishes to be in the rental business, but in some cases, that is what we have to do for a short term, and that's what we have to do. I mean, I think this is going to be a plan in flux because of the situation we're in. But regardless, the building has to be stabilized. I certainly do not want to see it sold as a fire sale. That would make absolutely no sense whatsoever. And I think it is a economic driver, you know, for particularly in the town of Ulster. It's a piece of property that apparently we have a tenant. We're going to have a tenant quite quickly. So whatever the cost of the renovation, we're going to be getting paid back much of it as time goes on. So I really think that it's time to move this and let's go on. I mean, it's our building, regardless of whether you like it or not. It's our building and it needs to be taken care of.
Legislator Bartels?
I mean, a lot of these issues have been raised at previous meetings and to a certain degree at the Economic Development Committee meeting this month. You know, we've spent $343,000 already. We're proposing another $399,000. And, it's just this time, at this moment in time, I feel very uncomfortable with that. I feel very much the way Legislator Walter earlier articulated about Farmbridge. It's an amazing business and I appreciate the jobs, but I also don't understand the plan. The idea that we're going to become landlords, I can only imagine a business investing in this property as a long-term investment. And long, that means that we're locked into long-term committing to being landlords. And again, I'm not convinced that that is the right move. At a different time, if you'd come to me with all these ideas about these buildings, even a year ago, I would have been very supportive. In this, we just sat through a budget meeting where we heard that programming to families is being cut significantly, and yet we're investing in this building. And if it were just one thing, if it were just one time, at this I might say okay, but I really have a difficult time believing that it's going to be just one investment, just one time. I am oversimplifying by saying I believe it could be a money pit, but that's where I think we're headed. And this is not the moment in time to do that in this budget crisis. So I really want to understand the longer term plan. I would like to explore the options that the chair apparently said, I wasn't there at the meeting, about putting this out to an RFP, about getting proposals on the building and finding a way to hand it over with or without a partnership, some type of agreement. But I feel extremely uncomfortable investing any more finances into it. And I do also do not feel like I have any kind of handle, because we just got informed about a proposed tenant in an official capacity today.
Legislative Walter, then you should tell.
Thanks. So I also agree. I just heard about the tenant today. It is a constituent of my own. In the past, it was more ambiguous. It was sort of, we can fill this, but now we have a specific person and a specific business, which again, I do support. But I'm finding myself still just needing some clarity, and I would love to reach out in the next few days with Tim and ask him. I'm curious about, again, if there is a 10-year agreement, what that means in terms of potentially selling it. I'm curious about what he thinks is the benefits or weaknesses of putting it out to bid. I'm curious to know whether it's possible to do the renovations just on that one building and what the cost would be of that. And so given the fact that I just want to learn a little bit more, I'm going to make a motion that we, and I'm proudly saying it, postpone this for a week so that I can have a chance to talk to Tim myself and ask these questions that I just posited publicly, but would like to talk to him on my own and learn more and understand it. So that's my motion.
Do we have a second on that?
I'll second it for discussion.
Okay. Legislator, you should tell.
Sure. Thank you. My understanding is that, you know, I appreciate, the prior comments on wanting more information. And I believe the things that we want more information about and all of the different directions that this could go in all of them, this investment needs to be made. And I think I feel as though I'm hearing people talk about this investment as, if we do this, but then we go in another direction, oh, we'll never have wanted to do this. We'll wish we could go back and undo it. No, that's not the case. In all of the cases where we go forward and in any type of partnership or in any permutation that we're hoping to see clarity on, this is something that needs to happen. And I think if we don't do it, it sends a clear signal to all of the potential partners in all of those permutations of the relationship that we might have where we're transacting this property further, that, we're not serious about doing something here. So that's, my first point. And the second is that, as I know that, I have a great deal of respect for the perspective of Legislator Cahill and representing his district here. And, from that perspective and representing Kingston, I actually think this is really good for Kingston specifically, in addition to being good for Ulster County in general. But I think that, being able to attract a business that is, I believe that we really do see kind of the opposite of what used to happen, where people will actually be going to, you know, businesses that are on the surrounding area of Kingston and then coming to Kingston to, you know, eat at restaurants and to go, you know, to Senate Garage and or Senate Grounds and to you know, kind of be in this community as well. So I think this is really good for my constituents to be, you know, sending a clear signal that we're, you know, we are investing in this community.
Okay. Deputy Wright, you had your hand up.
Thank you. Yeah, I just wanted to address Legislator Bartel's questions, very good questions about the timing of all this and what makes sense right now in the pandemic situation. And I know that not everybody on this meeting has got a chance to attend the presentations that where we talked about the consultation process that we did this summer. If you haven't received the materials that we've provided, please let us know. Happy to get them to you and answer whatever questions that you have about it. But I want you to know that absolutely was the starting point this summer when we began reaching out to HVEDC and folks in the economic development community, folks in the commercial real estate community, is what makes sense right now, given what's going on in the economic situation in the real estate market. And it became very clear to us that hoping that someone was going to come along with a great idea to redevelop this building, you know, it didn't work out for us so well the last time that we hoped that for the whole site. And it's really clear that now is not the time for that, that there's not a market for a large building like this as a whole. And that's it was through that consultation process and really understanding the market that there is for flexible space for people who are wanting to expand an existing business or move up here from further downstate that led us to this plan. We are looking at other models elsewhere for where counties and or local development corporations have owned spaces like this and the processes that they've used to lease them out. That's absolutely the next step in the conversation that we want to have about this, along with putting out an RFQ for a company to assist with the leasing and the property management. That's not something we're going to do ourselves. That's something we're going to hire professional help for. So I just want to let everybody know that we have really looked through that and are happy to answer your questions. But I would second what Legislator Uchitel and Legislator Cahill said about the necessity of making these investments and the urgency of them in order to make those last updates to the heating system that need to be done to get the building ready for winter and crucially get us that certificate of occupancy. Take care of the things that the safety office has flagged for us so that we can have people in there taking a look at it, bringing their architects in and talking with us about their needs.
So Chairman Donaldson.
Yes, I'm not sure what meeting was it when Tim did his presentation because he brought out not only, this was about a week ago, right? He brought out not only the farm group, but the others that are actually having an interest in this place. And I think once you bring in one tenant, you're going to get others. And I believe we have to examine exactly where we go from there. But as Legislator Uchitel pointed out, and I've said the same thing prior to that, you still have to stabilize the building. It is our building. And if we have to make that investment in that before we do anything, whether we sell it or, you know, whatever we decide to do. And granted, I think we should do an RFP at some point, but this is not the time, you know, for doing that. I think getting ourselves in shape and that building, and then once that building's in shape, then we can look at what we're going to do long term, particularly if we're going to have a tenant in there. We want to see how that works out and see how other places have done something similar in a successful manner. I mean, I think this could be a real anchor. Once you have somebody in there, other people want to come in then. they see the building occupied, 60% of it occupied, and they say, well, you know, these people that are occupying it now can be my customer also. It could be various groups are coming in. So we have an opportunity here, but no matter what we do, whether we don't even want to pursue that opportunity in that manner, we still have to stabilize the building in order to make sure that it's sellable if that's the end. So regardless of what it is, unless you want to do a fire sale right away and not fix anything, you're going to have to make those necessary repairs. And then we can regroup. We'll probably regroup many times on this because it's going to be a work in progress. You know, who's going to have the answers at this point? Nobody. It's a work in progress. There's really not going to be people that are going to say, oh, I know exactly what we're going to do with this, and this is our plan. Well, it doesn't work that way.
So just a couple of questions that I have, and then Supervisor Quigley, I did see your hand up, and so I just want to see if we can get a couple of questions answered before I allow you to have make a comment or ask any questions. The 399, I've asked numerous times to get a breakdown of what we're doing. Is this for startup for all buildings, or is it for one building?
It's for the South Building. I'm sorry if we've not gotten that to you, then that's just an oversight. But it is okay. It is for the heating system. It's for safety and security upgrades that were flagged by the safety office, and it's just for that South Building where the work has been done.
Just
page 291. 291 of your packet, Legislator Archer has a breakdown of.
I saw a breakdown of operating expenses. I did not see a breakdown of. Unless it was in the other package, it was not the text eddy stuff you sent us today.
No. This is in your backup under your resolutions. So yeah,
I've somehow missed it, but I'll
double check. Can I just clarify, Chair Archer? It's in the packet, but doesn't say what buildings it's for. Just says okay. HVAC, life safety, security, building ops. Doesn't specify for what.
For what building? So is it multiple buildings or one building?
It's building 201.
And then so that cost and that expense could occur for the, I think it's three other buildings. Is that not correct?
Two other buildings. Okay. Essentially one other building, but yes.
And so when I look at the you know, the budget that we spoke about, and Mark, you've been through this in economic development back in June. It was to separate the electric, get the building up, so I hear a distinction tonight that I did not hear back in June, which is it's not just getting the boiler going to ensure that we're maintaining the building and we're not putting the building at risk. Now I'm hearing it's more than just a winterization. It is getting it to a standard for occupancy.
It needs to get a temporary certificate of occupancy.
Right. So before you can show it or before you can move someone in there?
Before we can bring people in and have them walking around the building. Safety is really uncomfortable about people being in and out of this building, being shown the building without a temporary CFO.
So safety is saying this or the town is saying this?
I mean, our code enforcers are our safety department because it's a county building.
Okay. And what percentage of the building of that one building is this 60,000? This potential lease?
It's approximately half of that building.
Okay. All right. Here's, I know you've all heard this from me, and I'm just gonna say it again. Real estate development is a risky business. We are going into a risky business with taxpayer money. I'm extremely uncomfortable with that. I love the idea of trying to develop this. I'm a fan of that, but we are in the midst of a pandemic, a financial crisis. We still don't even understand state aid, and we're cutting programs that are important to our community. And we're investing this money. And I feel like any other option that we have talked about, doing a request for proposals where we're giving the building an opportunity and even handing it over to someone if with conditions about getting it on the tax rolls, you know, leasing it out, building it out, and you know, creating something else where we're not the landlords and we're not putting taxpayer money at risk is a much better proposition than what we're trying to do here. And so I'm still extremely concerned about this, and I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around the fact that we're going to be putting another $400 into this. And if we don't get, we know the market for commercial real estate is a bit iffy right now. And, you know, if we go out there and try to find someone to manage the development of that building, there's no guarantee on that. And so every issue that pops up, every breakdown of anything in the building becomes our responsibility. And, you know, it's how quickly you fill that up before, you know, we're not using taxpayer money to keep that building going. And at this juncture, at this point in time, during a pandemic and a financial crisis and huge question marks, I really have a hard time supporting this effort. I hear what everyone's saying, but I'm just going to give Supervisor Quigley, he has been patient and has set his hand up, and I want to give him an opportunity to speak.
Thank you for this opportunity. I think a perspective should be taken on the jobs that are at risk here and the entrepreneur that with the assistance of federal, state, and local programs under the auspices of March Gallagher, when she was in the Hine administration and economic development, they chose the town of Ulster to come here and start their business. The building was not the best then, and it has done nothing but deteriorate now with the commitment or lack of commitment by the existing ownership to the maintenance. The current prospective tenant for the Bank of America building is being forced to pay the electric for the entire front building because that's the only way he can remain in business right now, because Central Hudson has cut off the credit of the owning entities for the East Campus. I think it's important, town and the county has suffered for the last 30 years through the negligence of the ownership here. It has not been a productive asset. It has not been a productive taxpayer. I've heard many objections tonight. I've heard objections about, should we fire sale it? We don't want to be in the real estate business. I ask you one question. Is it easier to sell a building with cash flow from a tenant who has financial backing of a very reputable entity versus trying to sell an empty building? I sent an email earlier today, and in closing, I reminded everyone, the current ownership on the East Campus did not maintain a 400,000 square foot office building that probably cost $50 million to build in 1982. That office building now sits in a pile of demolition rubble on the site, subject to EPA compliance actions. I understand you have a fiduciary duty to do, much like the town board and the town supervisor has in the town of Ulster. If it is the decision of the Ulster County Legislature not to undertake a productive redevelopment of this project before you go to an RFP and allow the profits of this project to bleed out into the hands of a for-profit developer who doesn't live in the community, give the town of Ulster the opportunity to put together its own plan to protect the community and the jobs that are here. Thank you.
Tim Wiedemann and then Deputy Ryder.
I appreciate the town supervisor's comments. I think that's an important point to keep in mind, that as we explore, and rightfully I've heard a lot of questions about what the best path forward is for ownership of the site, I think that the hesitation about accepting a tenant like Farmbridge on the site really, I think, is misplaced. I think the value that they bring to the site is tremendous, regardless of the future ownership of the site. And the one thing I just wanted to add to the discussion is to remember that, as the supervisor pointed out, this business chose to come to Tech City as the location for its expansion, knowing that there were challenges with those buildings 8 years or 9 years ago. And ultimately, because of the challenges that they faced and other tenants faced there, an alive business, Hudson Valley Harvest, had to relocate out of Ulster County and bringing with it many jobs. I can't remember the number, but I believe it was upward of 40 or 50 jobs that have not yet come back. And I know that FarmBridge has had conversations with locations in Orange County and further south that, you know, I think they'd like to stay here. They've expressed a desire to stay here. We have an option and an opportunity to pursue keeping them here. And I think it's important to keep that in mind as we talk about these steps to get the building in a place where we can continue to show it to their architects and engineers, make sure that it is a good fit for them, and move forward to house them there.
Deputy Ryder.
I've heard a couple of legislators point out that there are cuts in other areas and we're being asked to spend money here. I just want to, you know, I guess for the record, point out that this is why we do separate capital plans and operating budgets. We have constraints in our operating budget, which requires cuts this year. And we've looked through and we, you know, made some decisions, and you all will continue to make decisions on the operating budget. I hope that we can separate out the operating budget from the capital plan and make sure that we are safeguarding the assets that are county assets now, that regardless of what we're doing, we're safeguarding them for the taxpayer. We need to make sure that they don't degrade.
Comptroller Gallagher.
Thank you. This is not meant to change what's happening here tonight, but I just wanted to ask the team on the administration side, have there been any studies, market studies, or work with site selectors or HVEDC on uses for this building that could be shared? Thank you.
Any response?
I don't know if Evelyn wants to respond. I can say that we've had conversations with some of those entities. We have not gone into any formal process to market the site or to assess market opportunities and interest in the site yet. But that's...
I could just follow up, Chairwoman, and say, you know, there were studies done by HVEDC, Central Hudson, and other entities that I hope that you'll take into consideration. Thanks.
Okay, Chairman Donaldson.
Yeah, I'd like to call for a vote. I mean, I think
we do have a vote on the floor right now. We have a vote for postponement.
Oh, all right.
And we have not Legislator Walter.
Well, actually, I continue to. Well, never mind. We'll just move on this. Enough is said.
So all in favor of postponing till next week to give some legislators an opportunity to find out some of the newer information. Okay, we have four. Okay, those against?
I'll reluctantly vote in favor of postponement. You know, I just... in the future, I just really think we should, you know, not have the first Ways and Means Committee meeting and just have one under the session if we're going to vote on everything that, you know, is controversial or of any substance on that meeting every month. But I will reluctantly vote yes to postpone in order to make sure that it doesn't fail.
Okay, thank you.
I will also vote to postpone. I find, though, nothing's going to change next week. You still have to stabilize the building no matter what you do. So if you want to keep postponing, do another postponement. We'll do another postponement.
All on postponement? Okay, thank you. Opposed? We still have two opposed. Okay, thank you very much. And maybe what I would ask, you know, it had been offered, and you know, if we can do this with proper social distancing, it would be great if a number of us could get a tour of the building maybe this week or over the weekend, so that, you know, we can really nail down any outstanding questions and come to some conclusion next week. Is that possible?
Yeah, we would just need to check in with the safety department. Again, a lot of this work is for a temporary CVO. So you start talking about having several people touring the building. I think we just need to check in.
It's been offered. So I'd like to take up on it. So
I'll be happy to give up my spot on that tour in the interest of safety.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, me too. I've been in
the building. Thank you, Chairman Donaldson. Totally appreciate it.
So I'll give up my time, my space here. Also, Tim, the meeting that we had where you did your presentation on dealing with the building, which one was that again? I get so many of these.
Yeah, I believe that was a meeting, joint meeting of the chair, vice chair of Ways and Means, Public Works, and Economic Development. And I'm not quite certain, but I think Deputy Ryder was saying that some of those materials are in the backup materials for today's.
Right. So
yeah, I know I sent it to the committee based on that. I think every chair sent it to their committee members. So.
Oh, all right. Because.
But the newest information, Chairman Donaldson, is the actual tenant, which I don't think was in that original proposal.
Yeah, there was concept.
There was discussion, but that's very different than a letter of intent, which is
no. They said that they were getting that. They said that they were moving. They were moving forward.
Well, you heard that. I didn't hear that. Okay, so
right. Wasn't that what you said?
I don't think at that meeting, Chairman.
Tim, didn't you say that at that meeting or?
We had had indications of interest, but those have since solidified into a formal expression of interest.
Which is very different. Thank you. All right, so let's move on.
Better, isn't it?
Excuse me?
Isn't that better?
Oh, of course it is, but it is a change of status. So I'm saying is that we have something more definitive that we didn't have before. All right, so resolution 401, amending capital project number 533, the Maltby Hollow Bridge, Town of Olive, funding construction and construction inspection phase, move. Someone want to move it?
I'll move it.
Second? Walter, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Resolution 403, authorizing the chair of Ulster County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal agreement with the Ulster Board of Cooperative Educational Services, BOCES, in relation to intermunicipal cooperation for testing services.
I'll move it.
Second?
Bartels, second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So move. Resolution 404, approving the retention and disposition schedule for New York local government records. Move.
Move by Ronk.
Second?
Second.
Thank you. By Walter, did you get that? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 405, authorizing the conveyance of county-owned property to the original owners.
Move, Bartels.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Resolution 406, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $55,380 entered into by the county, Complete Building Solutions. Move. Legislator Walter, second.
Second.
Legislator Ronk. Any questions? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Resolution 407, approving the execution of a contract for $2,191,507.98 entered into by the County, Harrison and Burroughs Bridge Construction. Move. Second?
Second.
Legislator Walter, all in favor? Opposed? So moved. Resolution 408, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $219,495 entered into by the county for Greenman Patterson, Inc., Department of Public Works. This is for Maltby Bridge. Move.
Move by
Ronk. Legislator Ronk. Second. Legislator Walter. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, so moved. Resolution 409, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $26,794, causing the aggregate contract plus amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000, entered into by the county with Tri-County Refrigeration.
I'll move it.
Second.
I'll second.
Legislator Walter, any questions? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Resolution 410, approving the execution of a contract for $80,000 entered into by the county with Bonidio and Company LLP Social Services for $80,000.
I'll move it.
Second. Legislator Walter, any questions? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
I move that we block 411 through 416 together.
411, 416, Department of Social Services. All in favor of that contract. Yep, thank you. All in favor of the block?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. On the blocked resolutions, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. 417, resolution 417. This is approving the execution of contract for 109.95 entered into by the county with Health Research, Inc. Move.
I'll move.
Second.
Second by Ronk. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Resolution 418, the approval of approving the execution of a contract amendment for $42,714, causing the aggregate to be in excess of 50 with Tyler Technologies.
I'll move it.
Second. Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. 419, approving the execution of a contract for $382,750 entered into by the county with Cubic Creative DBA Below and Company. This is for tourism marketing. Ronk, you moved? Second?
Yep.
Second, Mayo. Oh, okay. Any questions on this one? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, so moved. Resolution 420, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $272,416 entered into the county legal services of Hudson Valley, Department of Probation. Moved by Ronk, seconded by Mayo. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Resolution 421, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $49,745, causing the aggregate to be in excess of 50. This is Black Creek Integrated System for the Sheriff.
I'll move it.
Second. Sorry. So moved by Legislator Walter, seconded by Ronk. Any questions on this? All in favor? Opposed? So moved. Resolution 422, approving the execution of a contract for $65,964 entered into by the county with Motorola Solutions. This is for emergency management.
I'll move it.
Second. Chairman Donaldson, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Sorry. Resolution 423, approving the execution of a contract for $69,469 entered into the county Motorola Solutions Emergency Management. This is for the 911.
I'll move it.
Second. Chairman Donaldson, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So moved. Resolution 424, approving the execution of a contract for $59,400 entered into by the County Anderson Medical PC doing business as emergency one. This is for short-term counseling and assistance for employees in their departments.
I'll move it.
Second. Legislator Mayo, any questions on this? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So move. Did I want to go back to Cubic? Did we have that correct on 419? Were you a no, Legislator Walter? Okay. Did you get that, Amber, Natalie, on 419? Everyone was a yes, but Legislator Walter. Thank you. All right, any new or old business anybody would like to bring up?
Yeah, let me ask a question on, we voted on it already, 407 and 408. It's a lot of money. Why are we not questioning more about that? I mean, do they have to be done this year? Is there grant money? It's curious. I mean, you're talking 2 million and another 200,000.
407, yeah. So does anyone from the exec side want to speak to it?
Sure, this is the Multi-Hollow Bridge, I believe.
Yep.
Yeah, so the bridge is in immediate need of repair. We have, I'm just trying to go back, sorry, your packets.
407.
I know, I'm just trying to find the-
401, Mark, the capital, we're amending the capital program. They all go together.
Yeah, I think it's just like 838 in your back. I'm in your backup right now. So I think there's a decent amount of this money that's funded through the Casco Watershed Corporation. I think it's like half grant funded. And it's a bridge that has been needing of repair for quite a while, and we've gone through the engineering process, and now we're on to amending the capital to do construction and construction inspection. It's one of these things where it's a long term, you know, the bridge will be out for several years if we don't get to it now. So
because I don't have any backup on that explaining to me the is it necessary? Is it a safety issue?
I mean, we provided this information to Public Works. I'm trying to go back to it. It is a safety issue. It's part of the flood hazard mitigation implementation plan. And our engineers believe it needs to be done.
So it needs to be done now then.
Yes.
You know, when we went through the joint meeting with Ways and Means Chairman and Public Works, there was a lot of review on a lot of these bridges and which ones were in jeopardy. And I know that there was a review about bridges with more traffic than others. Some bridges, there's a couple that are actually closing, correct, Mark?
Yes.
We're actually closing because we're able to reroute and we don't have the money right now to fix. So this is trying to get ahead of some of that, correct?
Yes. And it's, I mean, out of the 2.48, 1,330,000 is county funds, but 1,150,000 is grant revenue from the Casco Watershed Corporation.
All right, thank you. You answered that question.
Okay, anything?
I'm satisfied. We don't have to postpone it.
Okay.
I think it already passed, right?
It did. Any other questions or new or old business? Okay, thank you, everyone. I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second?
Okay.
Thank you. All in favor?
Thank you. Everything
okay? Have a good night, everybody.
Have a good one, everyone. Bye. Thank you.
Democratic caucus.
On the same line? We just stay on?
I don't think so. I think it's different.
Okay.
You want me to forward it to you?
Yeah, I've got so many emails today. Thank you. And legislator Parity, Supervisor Quigley's letter did go to your county email address. Is there another address you would prefer to get it at?
It's being forwarded to me.
You got it. Okay. I just wanted to
I haven't
sure.
gotten it yet, but I will.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Welcome. You're welcome.